It is time for us to check sports, and we'll start off with Major League Baseball. The Yankees and the Mets, they keep rolling. The Mets down the Marlins 6-0 last night. The Yankees over the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. And the Red Sox keep rolling. They down the Tigers by a score of 5-2. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Red Sox. They had a horrible start to the season. I think at one point they were 10 games under 500. Well, if you look at the standings today, the Red Sox have moved up into third place in the American League East. Yankees in first place with 50 wins and 17 losses, 12 games ahead of Toronto, who's 38-29, and then a game and a half back, Boston is now 37-31. Tampa Bay is in fourth place, 36-31. And Baltimore, playing much better this year, but still way back, 28 and a half games back. Baltimore is 30-38 this year. Moving over to the Mets. The Mets won last night. They're 45-24. They're 5.5 games on top of Atlanta, 8.5 games ahead of Philadelphia. But you cannot say anything about baseball without really marveling how the Red Sox have turned around that horrible, horrible beginning. And it looks like the American League East will return to the Yankees and the Red Sox being on top of it. If they both keep playing like they're playing, I don't think there's any doubt about it. All right, let's go over to the National Hockey League, where last night Tampa Bay got some revenge over Colorado. Tampa Bay defeated Colorado 6-2. That puts that series at 2-1 in favor of the Avalanche. Their next game is tomorrow. That happens at 8 p.m., and that'll be on ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus. All right. And what's interesting, the USFL has finished their regular season, and they're now into the playoffs. Playoff game number one is coming up this weekend. The Stars will take on the Jersey Generals. That'll be Saturday on Fox. New Jersey is 9-1 this year. And the other playoff game on Saturday, the New Orleans Breakers will take on the Birmingham Stallions. Both those playoff games will be Saturday. And as I said, the Generals are on Fox at 3 o'clock, and the Birmingham Stallions and New Orleans Breakers are at NBC at 8 o'clock in the evening. So that's that. How about the Mets? They got their 11th shutout this year in winning last night. And how about Gerrit Cole? He goes 8 innings, second week in, start in a row, where he's flirted with a no-no. Second start in a row where he's flirted with a no-no. I think he struck out 11 or 10 yesterday. Well, baseball is fun to watch this year for New York teams. It's not always that way, but it is this year. It's good to see them playing great. Boy, a lot of people are joining us on Facebook Live this morning. Nice to have you folks out there. Thank you for joining us. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club. Robin Hood Radio.